It's KMFM, it's Weekend Breakfast. This is Andy and Anne-Marie. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. I feel that you should be sitting in the swivel chair. I mean, I'm in the swivel chair, which of course you're used to.
I'm a little bit jealous of that swivel chair. Yeah. I've missed mine.
It needs to be a red swivel chair. Congratulations as well.
Thank you.
First time judge on The Voice and smashing it as being the winner as well.
Yeah. It's funny because people say, oh, God, you won. I was like, yeah, I won it. And I'm like, no, Craig won it. I was just helping him. I'm so competitive, I can't help it.
Are you returning though? Are you going back for season two?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Can I just say as well, straight away, I know it's only been out for hours, literally hours. Yeah. Already you've got an absolute tune with Niall Horan.
Yes.
How good is it? Seriously.
Yeah, so good. I'm so happy. You know what? It's the weirdest feeling when you release music because you're like half full of excitement and half so jittery. You're just like all over the place, but it's been, people have seemed to really like it, so that's all that makes me happy.
I was waiting for the premiere on YouTube and already the comments were going so how do you even look at those? How do you read those?
I just try and catch one every now and again, but yeah, it's so hard.
How did this single come about? I know everyone says, who slipped into whose DMs? But you guys know each other anyway, so was it just like a boring text?
Yeah, no. Do you know what? We've been talking about it for ages and we've both been so busy, obviously, on tour and that. And then when the pandemic happened, we didn't really have the excuse to say no. So we were like, yeah, okay, let's get in. And we were actually one of the first times we were able to actually get back into a real life studio. That's when we did it. And on the way there, I always tend to look out the window in the car and I'm just like, what could I write about today? And if something catches my eye, and there was this moment where a song came on the radio that I had with my ex and now I can't stand it. So it was like ruined from that relationship. And I was thinking, how many people have that one song that they just, it reminds them of that person? So I went to the studio and I was like, this is what I think we should write about. And Niall picked up his guitar and played that riff straight away. And it just, it come out of us so quickly. It was perfect. We wrote a few songs, but that one was our first song we wrote.
Are you going to tell me what that song is that will always remind you of an ex? Or are you going to keep it secret?
Do you know what it's, oh God, do you know what's really weird? That song was recorded in the same studio that we recorded our song in.
No!
Yeah, I found out yesterday because I asked the same question. I was like, oh, it's that song that goes, I'm yours, that song, I'm yours.
Jason Mraz?
Yes. So I told, okay. Yeah, I know, it's a bit sad because it's a great song, but I was saying it and Niall was like, you do know there's a plaque in the studio we recorded our song in because that's where they recorded that song. And I was like, no way.
What are the chances? Yeah. And the video looks really cool and a lot of fun to make as well. Because you're being chased by the police at one point, because I guess they're real police cars or mocked up ones. At one point, did you think, are the real police going to come along? We've got a couple of bags of cash here.
Do you know what? I love a police chase. I've never been in one, okay. But it was like my dream. But yeah, it was so much fun.
At the end, it's a little bit Line of Duty, pans out, and like you both don't get out of the car, which is why we need a sequel.
I know. We need the next moment, which I think I'm going to try and do.
So as you both were being chased by the police, of course, a question I have to ask is, what is the naughtiest thing you've ever done, Anne-Marie?
Oh,
not illegal, but the naughtiest thing you've ever done.
Oh, too much stuff, too much. I was very naughty at school, so I don't feel like there was a day where I didn't get told off.
So really, I should ask your old teachers, really.
Yeah, basically.
So it's not just, obviously, the new single that's been out just the last few hours with Niall. The album is coming as well.
Yeah, it's up for pre-order, which is mental to me because my first album came out like 3 years ago now. So it's been that long in the making, but it weren't really until lockdown that I've made the songs for this particular project. the rest of the music that I've been writing the whole time has just been like a growing process of what music to make next. Who am I now? Like, what do I want to say? And when I got into lockdown, I started doing therapy with a professional therapist on Zoom. And it changed my whole, it is still changing my whole life and the way I am and the way I think and helping my brain a lot. So I've been writing this album throughout the process of therapy, and that is why it's called it. And it's just, it's a mixture of many different things that I like to talk about. And it's all real life. It's all stuff that I've done and been through. So
an honest album.
Very honest, always.
Looking forward to it. Like you say, pre-order is available now. And it's because it's been so long as well since any of us have done anything. Let's see, how many of these can you actually remember? What's the first shop you went into once they reopened a couple of weeks ago?
Ooh, I feel like it was probably like John Lewis that I went into straight off.
Someone's doing well.
You know why? It's just because it's underneath Waitrose, so I just popped in there.
Last concert you went to watch is yourself?
I don't know. I feel like I watched Ed Sheeran's concert, but that was because I supported him and I could watch it every day after mine. Yeah. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I like that. And I need to ask you one thing, because every time we have you on, there's this ongoing story arc between KMFM and you, Anne-Marie, about your Aunt Viv.
Yes.
Remember this, yeah? Because the first time I had you on, it's like, yeah, I've got an Aunt Viv. She's somewhere in Kent, but I don't know. Then Gary and Laura from Kent from Breakfast asked you, and I think we tracked her down. She plays darts and she lives in Gravesend.
Yeah.
How is she? Is she good? Is Viv good?
She's all right, yeah. She's fine. My mum and Viv, my auntie, are identical twins. So if you ever want to know what she looks like, just find my mum. And
Viv as well.
Yeah.
Before I let you go, I know it was absolutely ages ago, but I wanted to touch on you on Bake Off.
Oh.
Because I know it was so good. And also, I liked your marbled monkey cake.
Thank you.
I know they said it was a little bit, Prue said it was doughy.
Yeah, I mean, I like doughy cake. I was a bit sad, and obviously, no, it's not getting to me anymore.
Yeah.
But I loved that so much. I loved baking. Very stressful, not like cooking, because you can just experiment in cooking. But with baking, you have to be very precise. And that stressed me out a bit. But I thought, I honestly, deep down, embarrassingly thought I was going to win. And it just didn't happen.
But you had the passion. You had the passion to win. Was it cheese scones?
Yeah, cheese scones. That was weird. But yeah, again, I did all right with that.
Hey, at least they didn't ask you to cook a pizza, and you did what my friend did, was when she put the pizza in, she thought halfway through you had to turn it over, and she did.
So no.
At least you or the other teams on Bake Off didn't do that. Yeah, she did that. Yeah, that's a true story. Yeah.
That is brilliant.
Hey, Anne-Marie, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you. I'm looking forward to getting back to live concerts as well. Like, no doubt you cannot wait to get back on the roads as well. Good luck with this single with Niall as well. And we will see you soon.
Yeah.
Anne-Marie.
Thank you.